I'm feeling okay. This is day 10 actually now, and the hunger is kicking in, and I can feel the body getting quite weak, but we're hoping that the government will accede to our demands to go and watch the video of the abortion procedure, which they seem intent on bringing into this country. I think it's a pretty reasonable expectation that people should be fully informed, particularly the politicians, and so hopefully they'll go ahead and watch it.
So, I mean, apart from that, obviously you've been very active, and I've interviewed you before on this issue, and I've also listened to you on News Talk. I mean, do you feel you're making an impact, apart from the very strong support here?
I think that to a certain extent it's woken people up and made them realise that this is a life and death issue, and we've reached out to as many people among the public as possible online and on the ground, bringing them the message that human lives are at stake and that it's time for all of us to step up to the plate and do much, much more to try and prevent this from being legalised should a referendum pass. So that's crucial that people realise it's all incumbent upon each one of us to do our utmost now.
Okay, so many people would feel, you know, that obviously you're doing a courageous thing, but there are moderates out there who'd be sitting on the fence saying, that's a bit extreme, or he's another Catholic crank. What do you say to those people?
Well, I think you just have to look at the situation in its context. There are 50 million human beings, and that's an empirical fact, 50 million human beings being killed every year by abortion. It's the leading cause of death among human beings. Now it's no longer conventional warfare or famine, it's now abortion. And to do a hunger strike for 10 days now that it's been, to me, is quite a proportionate reaction to that and response to that. And in fact, it's quite timid, because I think if we were the ones being persecuted or our lives were threatened in such huge numbers, we would not tolerate it, and we would do our utmost to bring it to an end.
So what do you say to people as well who say, oh yeah, you pro-lifers, you're all about saving babies in the womb, but what about children's rights when they're born, and you know, special needs children?
Yeah, there seems to be this assumption that pro-lifers are only interested in helping babies in the womb, which is utter nonsense. I know in my own situation, I spent time in Syria last year, spent time in the Central African Republic before that, in India, and have worked with numerous charities building homes. And so it's a tired old slogan and that's trotted out in order to try and silence people, and it's largely nonsense, and it only serves to distract from the substantive issue, which is that there are people in this country trying to legalize the killing of innocent human beings.
And obviously that's absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, because as human beings we have human rights, and the first is to life. And without the right to life, forget about a right to shelter, to education, to all these things. If you can't guarantee the right to life, the foundation of social justice is swept out from under your feet.
What about, there we go, you're getting a bit of support there, Tim.
All these white flags, it's great to see all the white flags flying.
Now, just in terms of when it comes closer, because you know that the Taoiseach has announced that he's going to call this referendum in May or June, isn't that right? I mean, do you see yourself holding another hunger strike around then?
I don't know. We won't rule anything out, Connor, but at this point, I think it's a matter of trying to work with the public and to try and spread the message as far and wide as possible, that we can't be dictated to by RTE and all the mainstream media, but that the truth will come out if we just share it among ourselves and our communities and online and do our utmost. So we'll see what form that takes as the months progress.
Were you the only one doing the hunger strike, Tim, or were there any others with you?
No, that's right. I had a lot of support, but I was the only one doing the hunger strike. I'm very glad that so many people came out in support of what we were doing, and it's much appreciated. And perhaps it's something that will be replicated again. Perhaps not. We'll see.
Would you welcome it if many more people came on hunger strike with you, if there was a repeat?
Well, I think that in order to be very effective, we would need a larger number probably, and also it has to be kept in mind that we're trying to act in proportion to the horrendous reality of abortion, and in order to do so we must step beyond simply paying lip service to the issue and must be willing to pay a price and sacrifice and love at all costs.
When your hunger strike ends, what are you going to do? Are you going to go for a big meal?
Yeah, something like that. I'm told, though, that you have to take it slowly by taking maybe melon and yogurt or and soup or something like that. But I'm looking forward to doner kebab. That's what I'm salivating over.
That's a very honest answer. Good man, Tim. Fair play to you. Tim Jackson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Connor. Much appreciated.